Live from WRAL News Headquarters in Raleigh, your number one source for local news. WRAL News, coverage you can count on.
It is another day of the dangerous heat across our entire state. I'll talk about our heat advisory in place for us coming up.
We are now less than 3 hours away from the groundbreaking for an electric car factory in Chatham County, with the CEO of VinFast saying about the effort to get production up and running.
There is a way to avoid long lines at the DMV. You might just have to be willing to go out of town, but we'll tell you where agency leaders say you can find a quick visit.
And could this be the night someone finally hits the Mega Millions? Almost $1 billion is up for grabs in tonight's drawing. Win that and maybe you can escape the heat. Buy a ticket to Australia, where it is now 61 degrees because it's winter there. Good morning, everyone. It is 6 o'clock. Going to be one of the hottest days of the year today. I'm Renee Chu.
And I'm Jeff Hogan. Yeah, we have ramped up the last couple of days, both 97 as a high. That's been hot. Mm-hmm. It's about to get hotter. Anthony Baglione is in the WRAL Severe Weather Center with this heat advisory.
Yeah, we saw this issued here from the National Weather Service yesterday evening. And what's going to happen is this goes into effect at 11 o'clock this morning and goes through 8 o'clock tomorrow evening. It is our entire viewing area. If you're headed to the coast, it's still at the coast. But the mountains at this point, not included. So if you want to escape the heat just a little bit, maybe head to Boone this weekend. There will be a little bit of relief. There's where we sit right now, White Lake. You can see it is a nice start. It's warm out there. It's going to be a very good spot to be, though, on the lake, on the water, somewhere to keep you cool. We're at 78. We have a few clouds floating on through, but nothing too concerning right now. 95, the actual air temperature at 1 o'clock. Feeling, though, for us today, 105 to 109, 106 into tomorrow, 101 on Sunday, and then we start to see some relief there on Monday. And that's saying something, relief at 92. So just make sure to take precautions for us today. We'll walk through weekend storm chances here, Brian, in just a few minutes.
All right, Anthony, we are still watching some overnight construction on the Beltline this morning on 440 westbound, right around the Glenwood Avenue interchange. You can see where that traffic is down to just that right lane as part of the repaving project out there on 440. Still keeping about a 2-minute delay on that one section of 440 westbound, really confined only to the area around Glenwood Avenue. As soon as you get down to Ridge Road and Lake Boone Trail, traffic's flowing freely. That's the only big slowdown we're seeing right now in the triangle. You see, I-40 looks good through Wake, Durham, and Orange County in both directions.
Brian, thanks. In just a few hours, Vietnamese electric car maker VinFast will break ground on its mega site in Chatham County. That ceremonial groundbreaking will happen at 9 a.m. Governor Cooper and other top officials will be there. The $4 billion factory is one of the largest economic development projects in the state's history. This is an artist's rendering of what the first phase of the plant will look like. The company is expected to create about 7,500 jobs. The start of construction comes 16 months after VinFast announced plans to build the factory, with production starting in 2024 that has since been delayed to 2025. In an interview you'll see only on WRAL, the U.S. CEO of VinFast spoke with us about how confident the company is in that timeline.
Why we are building the factories, you know, our like technology partners can work on the equipment, and then we have enough time for installation and commissioning as well. And at the same time, we started working on getting the human resources and people trained and prepared as well.
Part of today's celebration will also happen at PNC Arena. Guests will have the chance to test drive one of the electric SUVs that will be made here in North Carolina.
There's a way to avoid long lines at the DMV. That have your attention? The agency says there are virtually no wait times at some offices on Saturdays. You just need to be able to find them. WRAL's Kelsey Coffey joins us this morning. Some people are choosing, Kelsey, a long drive over a long line.
Yes, some people are making that decision because we know that one of the most frustrating parts about going to the DMV is waiting in line. And this DMV location on Avent Ferry Road is known for long lines. You can see people are already waiting here, and it's an hour before the office opens. This morning, DMV Commissioner Wayne Goodwin is telling drivers that there is a way to avoid the wait. He says people who live in Raleigh are driving an extra hour to places like Fayetteville to avoid waiting in line. line, which is something to consider when the wait can be more than 2 hours at some locations. The commissioner recommends before you make a longer drive, make sure you have the correct documents for your visit and check out the DMV's online wait time tool. Several locations have short wait times. Commissioner Goodwin says people just aren't going there.
If you look at mid-morning, 10 a.m. on a Saturday, there were no lines at eight of these locations, some of them in metropolitan cities. And it's frustrating because we know folks need these services.
Commissioner Goodwin is trying to get the word out that half of the DMV offices listed here that are open on Saturdays have been reporting little to no wait times for the last month. So you have a lot of options. Saturday walk-in hours are going to end on August 27th, but the commissioner says that his team is working to add more Saturday walk-in hours and extended weekday hours come the fall. Kelsey Coffey, WRAL News, live in Raleigh.
A Fayetteville family is dealing with heartbreak this morning after a girl was shot earlier this week. Sadly, we've learned that she has now died from her injuries. 8-year-old Genesis Dockery's family says she died yesterday. Nearly 300 people gathered for a vigil last night to show their support for the family and to remember Genesis. However, her family instructed them not to speak with the media. The girl was shot at a home on Mercedes Drive in Fayetteville on Tuesday. Investigators have not released many details about what happened.
Former President Donald Trump is headed back out on the campaign trail as he's facing another indictment over classified documents at Mar-a-Lago. Trump will speak in Iowa tonight alongside most other 2024 GOP presidential candidates. The event will come just 24 hours now after a special counsel hit Trump with two new charges. Trump and his valet and his maintenance chief are all charged trying to remove evidence from Mar-a-Lago, including an attempt to delete video surveillance footage. New charges come as the Trump legal team is meeting with the special counsel's office about another investigation into efforts to overturn the 2020 election. And this is new video showing barricades being put up around the Fulton County Courthouse in Atlanta, Georgia. That's where a special grand jury is looking into possible election interference of Trump and his team. Fulton County's district attorney has hinted charging decisions will come sometime in the next few weeks.
And happening now in the WRAL Live Center, as we're dealing with extreme heat, a much different scenario playing out in the Northeast. This is new video into our newsroom from overnight, Columbia, Connecticut. Hundreds of customers are still without power this morning after this round of severe weather moved all across Connecticut. The heavy winds causing downed trees, many of which fell on power lines, as you can see from this video. At the height of the storm overnight, more than 5,000 customers were without power. That utility company there in Columbia hopes to have power restored to those hundreds of customers sometime this morning.
UNC Chapel Hill's Board of Trustees is updating its non-discrimination policies. A new resolution complies with the Supreme Court's ruling on affirmative action, and it takes it a step further. The university's Board of Trustees passed this resolution yesterday. It prevents the university from using race, sex, religion, and more in its admissions decisions in compliance with the Supreme Court. That goes further to also include hiring and contracting decisions. Trustee Ralph Meekins opposed the resolution, saying it could bring serious legal ramifications.
The Supreme Court case dealt with specifically admissions. This resolution goes beyond that.
We really should strive to adhere to not just the technical aspects of the law, but shouldn't look for ways around applying and making sure that we comply with the ruling.
UNC was one of the schools cited in the Supreme Court ruling. A lawyer from North Carolina Central University tells us he believes more litigation will follow.
Is tonight your lucky night? Nearly $1 billion up for grabs in the Mega Millions jackpot. And as of this morning, that jackpot, an estimated $910 million. If you win, your cash option will be a little more than $464 million. That makes it the fifth largest jackpot in Mega Millions history. Tonight's drawing will be live right here on WRAL, right before our 11 p.m. newscast.
It is 6:09. LeBron James's son, Bronny, is out of the hospital after he suffered a cardiac arrest. What cardiologists say his next step is as he worked towards recovery. Plus,
it's going to take a lot of hard work, which is what we've been doing ever since the day after.
People are showing their support for victims of last week's tornado, but there's still a lot of work to do. How you can help as people get the help they need.
As we head into tomorrow, we do have that chance for a few isolated strong to severe storms. We're in that level one risk for north of the triangle. I'll walk through the latest timing here on Futurecast and show you that big time heat building over the next couple of days.
As you get into your car, tune to WRAL News Plus on your radio in Raleigh on 99.3 FM, in Durham 96.5 FM, and everywhere on 101.5 HD3.
Welcome back. It is 6:13 on this Friday morning. So, of course, we are talking about the heat here really across the entire state of North Carolina. But if you want to head maybe to the beach, get some relief, hop in the water, we're still looking at highs mainly in the low 90s as we head through the rest of this afternoon. Atlantic Beach 91, 93 there in Nag's Head. The water temperature, though, is very refreshing, so it should be good. Into tomorrow, let's say you want to head to the mountains as well. Boone looks like our relatively cool spot there at 84. We could see a couple scattered showers and storm chances here for us across really the western part of our state. And here at home, we could see a few storms pushing through. Otherwise, though, we have that heat advisory for us today and feels like temperatures across the mountains still could be very close to 90 degrees, Brian.
Anthony, it's 6:10 right now as we take a look at traffic around the triangle. This is 440 out at Glenwood Avenue. Some good news in the past few minutes. They have cleared those cones and we now have all lanes open on 440 westbound. But we're still seeing some lingering delays out there. About a 10-minute backup overall on the westbound side of 440. Just allow that extra time for the next little while. But with those lanes open, we should see some improvement out there. This is all from that overnight construction. Quick check here. Major approaches into Durham. They're all looking good right now with no delays on I-40 westbound or eastbound. And 85 is looking good in both directions. Renee?
Sounds good, Brian. We have an update for you. WRAL viewers have stepped up to support a relief fund for victims of the tornado that hit Nash and Edgecombe counties. The United Way's Twin County Tornado Relief Fund has grown from $25,000 to nearly $50,000. But organizers say they still need more support this morning. Since the storm hit, the state has been evaluating the damage in order to set aside disaster relief funding. And they hope to have an update on that process today. The United Way set up the Twin County Tornado Relief Fund. Some of the families impacted by the storm say any help will go a long way in helping their community rebuild.
It's going to take a lot of hard work, which is what we've been doing ever since the day after. There's going to take a lot of funds to get back to where we were.
United Way says they've raised less than 10% of the money they need to start taking applications. So if you'd like to help out, you can find the link next to the story on WRAL.com.
LeBron James' son, Bronny, is now recovering at home after his cardiac arrest this week. Bronny James was released from a Los Angeles Cedars-Sinai Medical Center yesterday. He collapsed Monday during practice at USC, where he's a freshman on the basketball team. LeBron shared an update tweeting, "Everyone is doing great." This morning on Today, the spotlight is now turning to figuring out why this happened in the first place.
The ongoing workup is a battery of tests looking at the heart muscle, the blood flow, the electrical activity, as well as everything else to try to figure out why did this happen so that you can hopefully prevent it from ever happening again.
So this morning on Today, a look at the prevalence of these kinds of emergencies involving young people. Today airs at 7, right after this newscast here on WRAL.
3, 2, 1, engine full power, and liftoff of Starlink. Go Falcon, go Starlink.
22 more Starlink satellites are joining the fleet already in orbit. A SpaceX rocket carried the newest batch into space just after midnight. There are now more than 4,500 Starlink satellites in orbit. SpaceX has approval to deploy 12,000 of them to provide satellite internet access to more than 60 countries.
Superheroes, food trucks, and a lot more on the list for this weekend in the Triangle.
Here's a look at your best bets from WRAL's Out and About. We begin with GalaxyCon. It's happening at the Raleigh Convention Center this weekend. There will be a lot of celebrities, including Grant Gustin from The Flash and Giancarlo Esposito from Breaking Bad. Plenty of people will be dressed up in costumes as well. Lots of people go all out. It's fun to watch. The convention is happening through Sunday.
On Saturday, you can head to City Plaza in downtown Raleigh for the Taste of Soul NC Food Truck Rodeo. This event will feature a variety of food options, plus a bounce house, games, and a DJ, and admission is free.
Also on Saturday, Counting Crows will bring their Banshee Season Tour to Red Hat Amphitheater. The show will also feature special guests, Dashboard Confessional. To find out more about these events and others, just go to WRAL.com and search Out and About. So Counting Crows coming round here.
Round here. We're going to be having a good weekend.
And it's going to be a lot of heat, too.
Both our ear right there. So I love it.
Okay, Counting Crows fans, you know what we're talking about. Yes, there with that. Yeah.
Exactly. Anthony Baglione in the WRL Severe Weather Center right now. As we took a look around town and down at the Sandhills, getting some work done before it gets too hot.
Yeah, that's going to be the good idea here. Just head outside earlier rather than later, or if you can wait kind of till that sun goes down. I was looking at this camera shot, though. It's beautiful. You see kind of that pinkish hue to the sky right there. Not, of course, a lot of people out quite yet because it's pretty early, but this is our Pinehurst camera. I'm thinking it's probably going to be a little bit busy here in the next hour or so as people start to head out and about. We do have this heat advisory that goes into effect at 11 o'clock this morning and goes until 8 o'clock tomorrow evening. So as you head out this morning, even though it's not quite in effect yet, just plan in the back of your head, okay, we have the heat again today. We have the heat advisory in place because there's not going to be a big difference necessarily between, let's say, 10 a.m. and 11 a.m. before it's in effect necessarily. We're at 79 is what it feels like right now in Raleigh, 77 in Clinton, 77 in South Hill, Virginia. So temperatures, yes, are warm, but not quite too bad for us. This is where we are headed though today. 107 this afternoon is what it will feel like. Any and all ice cream that you have will be melting, so just plan for that. Get something cool today. 106 into tomorrow. It'll feel like 101 on Sunday. A little bit of relief, though, into Monday. It's by no means going to be cool, but I think comparatively, it will feel a little bit better with those feels-like temperatures back in the low 90s. Where we sit today, though, rain chance-wise, we're starting off quiet this morning. We'll see a few clouds pushing in from the south to the north. There could be a quick passing shower, maybe a thunderstorm. Not any severe weather today, but I think it's going to be pretty welcome if we do get some of those to just kind of cool things off a little bit. The coverage, though, is only about 20% chance or so. Into tomorrow, maybe a little bit greater. We have a level 1 out of 5 severe storm risk here from the Storm Prediction Center. So let's walk through what we're expecting here on Futurecast. No issues tomorrow morning. You can head outside. It'll still be warm, but not too bad. We go through the day. There's lunchtime into the afternoon. That's when we could see a passing storm, maybe especially our northern counties as we go through the day. And then that sags a little bit further to the south there, let's say 9, 10 o'clock or so. Not going to be a big time storm threat for us, but I want to make you aware, of course, into tomorrow evening when we have plans going on and things like that. 98 for us today, 95 tomorrow. We're at 94 on Sunday. Starts to feel a little bit better there with those high temperatures back in the upper 80s, 89 there on Thursday. So overall, Brian, I'm really liking this forecast when we start to at least see some cooler weather next week.
It'll be nice for the temperature to feel closer to the actual temperature as
yes.
opposed to the heat index. Nonsense. 620 right now, and as we take a look around the triangle, we do have a report of a disabled vehicle out on 440 eastbound at Wake Forest Road. Not seeing any delays through that area. Just a heads up, you could see some activity on the side of the road. And we're still watching those backups on 440 westbound related to that overnight construction, which has cleared, but we're still seeing a little bit of a backup between Six Forks Road and Glenwood Avenue. Around the rest of the triangle, our major routes are looking good, so let's remind you about that work going on south of Garner at Old Stage Road at 1010 Road, some intersection improvements out there. And for the next month or so, they're going to have people directing traffic at that busy intersection between 9 a.m. and 4 p.m. Think about alternate routes through that area.
Thanks, Brian. Hollywood strikes are having an effect on the upcoming award season. Organizers of the Emmys now say they'll need to push their show back.
And a majestic scene off the Atlantic coast. Why the boater who saw these whales jumping in sync says it was an extra special moment for him.
And here are your NC Education lottery numbers.
This What's Trending report, sponsored by Rug and Home.
Madonna is back on her feet after a health scare and celebrating with her fans.
Brian Schrader's here now with What's Trending. Good morning, Brian.
Yeah, it was a close call. You know, the Material Girl shared this video on Instagram dancing with her hit song, Lucky Star. There she is. Now, she did not address the serious bacterial infection that landed her in the ICU last month, but she did say to be able to move my body and dance just a little bit makes me feel like the luckiest star in the world.
And sharing just that bit of information, a bacterial infection, you know, whatever level that rises to. She'll be 65 next month in just a few weeks. So good to see her back on her feet in good spirits.
Certainly does.
Mm-hmm. A big accomplishment for Meghan Markle. Suits, which she starred in for 7 seasons, just set the record for the most weekly streams for an acquired series, a series that was not a Netflix original. It had more than 3 billion minutes of watch time during the first week that it was available on Netflix. Suits also streams on Peacock.
Sure did. A big feat for Meghan Markle, and I'm sure she's relieved that headlines about her, not focused on any royal family drama, but about her work that she used to do. Brian, thank you.
Yeah, you forget sometimes that was her life before, right? Check this out. An incredible sight off the coast of Massachusetts as 3 humpback whales jump in sync right out of the water. The boater who saw it said he's been on the ocean for decades and has never seen anything like this.
I was stunned. Obviously, I let out an expletive. So, my oldest daughter, Sage, thought it was pretty cool too. And it was synchronized. They all turned the same direction. And then the juvenile did the same move. And they have to come from fairly deep at a very high rate of speed, get those bodies out of the water like that.
Yeah, a kid who follows an example. Wow. He was on a birthday fishing trip with his 3 adult daughters. First time they'd all been together in years. He says they were blessed with such a magical sight.
A trip they will never forget. The U.S. will look to advance in the World Cup with a win or a tie in their final group stage game. They are playing Portugal on Tuesday morning starting at 3 a.m. You can watch it live on Fox 50.
Well, the heat is certainly our big story, but we do have an area we are watching in the tropics right now. Could develop over the next 5 to 7 days. We'll talk about where this is headed and who could potentially feel some impacts from that coming up.
And here's a live look now at the mega site in Chatham County, where VinFast will break ground this morning on its huge electric car factory. That groundbreaking happening in just a couple of hours.
And if you need to go to the DMV this weekend, you can avoid those long lines if you're willing to be a bit creative. WRL's Kelsey Coffey joins us after the break with where you can find an office with no Saturday wait times.